Rachel and John Hendricks, and from Imaginif Library, Luna Axelson.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So, where are we going to put the library?
Oh, it sounds like we're staying put for a bit yet.
Yeah, I guess you got, what, 10 years before you get kicked out or something like that?
Yes,
I don't know.
That building is leased. People ask, why would you leave? Well, for one, we don't own the building. So it is a leased building, and we are actually outgrowing the space, too.
Okay, so. And you're currently paying lease payments to the school
you
district?
Know, I would say there's probably something there. I don't know.
You don't sign the checks yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, it just seemed like that Herberger's location was going to be so cool, and then
we'd love that. We just need we need funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if there's anybody out there who wants, you know, Andrew Carnegie. You know, we need another Andrew Carnegie to come through, because he funded our libraries. I mean, all over the nation.
Yeah.
Back in the 20s, right?
Well, Mr. Herberger. Step up to the plate, dude.
Yeah. He can probably get a tax write-off, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid he doesn't own the place anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Herberger. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But anyway, we're going to figure it out.
We'll figure it out, and we're trying. So something new is on the horizon, and we're excited. Yeah. And we're still doing amazing things. Meanwhile, we're still bringing those services that the community counts on.
All right, so let's begin with a DIY do-it-yourself mending event.
Yes, so this is, so remember last month I brought with me a guest.
Yeah.
She was doing screen printing,
right?
At our event that was going on at Free the Seeds. And we did some mending. We did four different things there, and it was all about reducing textile waste, right? Clothing waste. We don't think that clothing is actually garbage. When you send it to the landfill, it doesn't break down because we have plastics and things in our clothing
these days. Oh.
So we're trying to bring awareness and partnering with other organizations in the community to bring awareness about textile waste and how if you mend your clothes, reuse your clothes, repurpose them. Like, you know, Megan last month was talking about you could take an old hoodie and screen print on it and make it something new.
Yeah.
So we're taking that another step, and we're having an event on Earth Day at April 22nd at the library over here at Imaginif Kalispell here. And it's a DIY mending workshop. So we're going to teach people how to mend their own clothes. There'll be things like darning. So socks,
it's
if you have holes in your socks.
Much needed skill. I see a lot of young ladies running around with holes in their jeans.
I think they might like that.
Yeah. But, you know, back in the hippie days, we used to put big, colorful patches on.
Yeah, that's coming back. So there is kind of like a trend and a movement, especially young people, because they know they have to make changes, right? We can't keep doing the same things we're doing. So they're coming up with solutions, and they're realizing, oh, well, let's make this a fashion trend. So, patching clothing is coming back.
Yeah. But, you know, darning, I remember my dad talking about his mother, my grandmother, and she was, of course, they didn't have television back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have, streaming and all that stuff. So, you know, you had to kind of entertain yourself. And he said that she was always at night darning socks. Darning socks.
See, we're going
to. See, and my mom used to do that, and she did not swear. As close as she came to it, she'd go, darn the sock. It cracks me up thinking about it.
But yeah, you know,
that's
we just.
Too funny.
Yeah, we don't even stitch anything up anymore.
We just
trash
throw
it
away. We throw it away. So we're trying to bring awareness that you don't have to do that. You got a hole in your sock, learn how to darn. So there's going to be people there, professionals from around the valley that we've partnered with, that you can bring in an item that you want to fix or learn how to fix. I think we might even have holy socks there so you can learn how to do it. And other things. So there'll be four stations that you can learn how to sew. We'll have sewing machines set up. We'll have, there's going to be patching, clothing, gear mending. So, like, let's say you have a hole in your tent, you can repurpose that too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Zipper repair or replacement.
Yeah, that'll
kind
be there too. And there'll be, so check our website, imagineiflibraries.org, and go to our events page here in the next couple weeks, because we're still setting a few things up, but we're going to have like a registration form for those who want to solidify their spot.
Okay,
and so like I actually had, so we're partnering with a group called Functional Design and Super Bloom, and they do the sewing and the patching. And they had an event at Rockfish in Whitefish where I got my coat zipper fixed.
Oh, all right.
And my pocket patch.
Now, that's the target date for this event.
Oh, yes. It's April 22nd.
Okay.
It's a Saturday, 10 to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you can drop in. You don't have to make the appointment, but you can also, like, if you have some gear that you want to repair and you want to get in here, you can also try and solidify a time spot. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, bring your own, right?
Did you say tent repair?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, gear repair. We'll
gear
call
repair.
It. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And sometimes, so one of the guy that, his name's Justin, he owns the Functional Design, and you can find him on Instagram. Really cool what he's doing. It's Functional Design. Just search for that. But he takes like old gear, like tents or even climbing ropes and makes things out of them. Mm-hmm. So he'll take the gear from...
Oh.
Or take and make patches or new. He makes like a bags mm-hmm. out of tents and things. So he's
the original Levi Strauss made them out of canvas.
Yeah.
Back in the gold fields because they were durable when you got down on your knees and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
But the tents that I own a couple. They have repair kits in them.
Oh, is that
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can repair
it. You wonder
it.
If most people just throw that away.
You get a little rip, you know, and you just, you know, you can patch that puppy up pretty quick.
There you go.
There's not much to it.
Yeah, and if you're curious how to do that, come to this event.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
April 22nd, like 11 to 1.
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
10 to 1 at Imagine If Kalispell.
Don't show up late.
Yeah, and another really cool thing we're doing is intro to geocaching.
Hmm.
So... very exciting.
What is that?
Well, geocaching is, well, they call it the world's largest treasure hunt. Basically, it's like a virtual, you register a geocache, which is like a marker on a map, like a you know, like a GPS, that says you found the cache, the stash place. And it's like, there's a whole, I mean, it's a worldwide like community that searches for the geocache, and in your town there's geocaches all over the place. So we are bringing a geocache to each library location. And if you want to learn about it, it's a little confusing if you've never done it before and you're like, what does that even mean? Come check it out at each location. There'll be different dates. It starts in Columbia Falls, I do believe, the second week of April, and it will move to each location. We'll have a intro to geocaching station set up so you can learn about it, and you can even try it out.
Mm-hmm. See, back when they had the, I don't know, all of these goofy games that were coming out and everything, it was like a treasure hunt like this, only where I think it was launched on the internet. People were climbing people's trees and all kinds of...
Maybe you're thinking about, is it Pokemon?
Pokemon,
oh,
yeah.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of
like
the
Pokemon
craze.
Go, I think is what it's called. It's similar to that. It's very similar, but these geocachers put them in places, like sometimes they might be on a mountaintop.
Ah.
They put them all over the place. So, and the thing is, apparently, and I'm new to this whole geocaching culture, but... when you find the cache, usually it's in something, like a jar or a...
Now, we spell cache, C-A-C-H-E.
Correct.
Cache is the
correct.
Way...
Yeah.
So when you find the cache, you put... I mean, their culture is like you put something in there.
Ah.
Like some people paint rocks or put an army guy in there.
So
we're going to give you the opportunity to make a button... when you're okay. at Imagine If, and then you can put that in our
so
cache.
Multiple people can find the location and kind of stake their claim to it by doing that.
Exactly. So they kind of put their little mark on it. And then you can take something from it if you want. So you put some, they call it swag, put some swag in there and take one.
Okay.
So it's kind of a cool little culture that I'm new to. There's actually an expert. One of our librarians is a geocaching expert who's helping us launch this. And actually, there's two of them that have done it. We're clever folks, us librarians.
Now, we're not going to do it on mountaintops. We're going to do it throughout the metropolitan area or throughout Flathead
County. You
can
do whatever you want. I know that, according to our expert at the library, there's geocaches all over the state up on mountaintops. But if you wanted to just go through town, there's a number of them through town, and there will be one at each library location starting next month, which is, just a few days away.
All right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. So that's another really cool thing we're doing.
Yeah.
So again, check our events calendar for updates and more information, imagineiflibraries.org, or you can pick up our print calendar if you're not an online person at any library location.
Not an online person.
You know, some people
so aren't. Hard to avoid it anymore.
I know. Yeah. There are people, we see them every day, that come to the library to use our services because they don't have it.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, but it's true.
Okay.
And then
well, it's hard to believe not everybody has downloaded the Mountain Climber app yet, John. I get it. You know?
Right. Yeah. There's so many apps. So many apps.
Okay. So are we expecting seasonal features this year?
Yes.
At the library?
We're still finishing out, you know, we kind of follow the school year. So we're still finishing out spring here when we have our early literacy classes that are going on. And we have a new early literacy class that we've brought to Columbia Falls by popular demand. A baby story time is now going to be on Fridays at 11 a.m. in Columbia Falls.
Ah.
We also have a story time there on Monday and Thursdays, same time, 11 a.m.
Can a baby story time, mothers bring their children?
Yeah. Caregivers can be anybody who has a baby.
But I mean actual
babies.
Pre-toddler.
Yeah.
Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's
let me
it's
know
designed
what their favorite books are, you know, at story time.
They love story time, and it's all about, we call them early literacy classes because they're learning skills, singing, dancing, playing. All those things help them learn how to read early because it's they're learning through the songs and the movement language. So it's a great way to start. It really does.
I remember in school, John, I think I was, you know, might have even been in like the fifth or sixth grade. After lunch, the teacher read a chapter out of a book, and it was great.
I loved that in school. I loved it when the teachers read books.
Yeah. I did too. That was our favorite time. We were just mesmerized there.
Yeah.
And then we realized we could actually read those books for ourselves if we wanted to.
Yeah.
That was an amazing discovery, by the way.
Yeah. I agree.
Charlotte's Web. I would have never picked it up as a guy and read it. You know, I'd already been into Tom Sawyer, but it was a pretty good book.
Yeah.
It was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte, you know, I'm not gonna give the spoiler, but it's a tearjerker. Yeah.
It's like Titanic. Come on, don't tell me how it ends. Anyway, we look forward to all the stuff that you guys do.
We're still doing our Lego clubs after school on Wednesdays in Kalispell and Columbia Falls and Big Fork Chasm on Tuesdays, I believe. And there's also all kinds of events for teens. Our fandom and level up programs for teens are available. You can find this again all at imagineiflibraries.org or on our print calendar at any location.
I love it. All right.
Powerful reason to go to the website.
That's right. Even better reason to go to the library.
Yeah.
Even better reason. And we have lots and lots of books.
All right. Lou Naxelson, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
KGEZ 2020 News, always local, always up to date.